go. Well, I'm back here with Molly Engstrom, head coach of the University of Maine Black Bears, whose season came to a heart-wrenching, heartbreaking, and exciting final game against Boston College. In a year that you should be very proud, I think, if you're a Maine fan of what this team has accomplished. You played, I think it was 11 or 12 ranked teams. I mean, and you played number one twice at home. You didn't shy away from anybody. And by the end of the year, down the stretch, you were scoring points in every single game. And every commentator, when I would listen on television, would say, nobody wants to play Maine right now.
Right. Yeah, I think, you know, we set up the schedule purposefully in the beginning, and it was tough. I heard an interview that Elise did recently, and it was nice to hear her say, we lost those games, but they weren't losses at all because of what we took out of them.
Yeah.
And so it was nice to see kind of that plan a little bit come to fruition. And so that's a testament to the girls and grinding through those tough times and getting better from them. So, yeah, we were excited going into BC, and we knew we were going to push hard and give them a run. And it's just, you know, really, really proud of them. And then the group as a whole still has some work to do to get better. So I think overall a trying season, but I think a good step for the program.
Oh, I think a great step for the program. And I thought that you could really see after the Wisconsin games that your defense men understood what you've been teaching them all year because they saw Wisconsin do it.
Right.
And the improvement was you know, and everybody who goes to all the games, we notice that right away, you know. And not everybody who goes to all the games understands the game maybe as well as some people, but you could really notice. I said, boy, after Wisconsin, you noticed it, this, that. Now you're losing some really good players. You mentioned Elise Morphy, Courtney Calarulo, Jamie Grinder, Adriana Vandeliste. We're missing Amira Sherrigay, and Alyssa Rubel, all people who contributed a lot. Mm-hmm. But I'm sure that you have a plan for replacing them. And the good news is when you look and see the number of scoring leaders on your team that are freshmen and sophomores, mm-hmm. that's gotta seem really good.
Yeah, I think the younger players really had a hand in driving the pace that we want to play and the kind of style of hockey that we want to play. So we're definitely going to miss our seniors, and then it's just a matter of year to year. You kind of don't know necessarily what you're going to get, but those younger players now stepping into those roles and then working with the group that we have coming in, the freshman group, which we're excited about.
Yeah, and you've got young goaltenders.
Yeah.
I don't think Kia Lahtinen gets the respect she deserves. Certainly, when I was looking at the Hockey East All-Star teams, I thought your starting goalie gets hurt, you put in a freshman. She has to play. She played like 15 games in a row or something.
Yeah.
And if you take out the Wisconsin series, her goals against and her save percentage are better than people that were recognized, you know. And she's just a freshman. She's a clearly a skilled, athletic kid. Julia Bichetti has proven that she's a Hockey East goalie. And Madison Ryan, in the one game she played, looked pretty good to the rest of us. So on that part of the back end, you're good. You got to replace three defensemen. You guys know a little bit about playing defense.
Yeah.
As you look at what's coming, if you got most of the players you expect to come in, and anybody coming from elsewhere, you don't have to say specifically.
Yeah, no, we have room for another spot. I think we have six signed so far. We're losing 3D. We're bringing in 3D. We're losing three forwards. We're bringing in three forwards.
Great.
So we have room for one more if we find that player, but yeah, we're the goaltending. It's interesting you bring that up because on our Hockey East call, I tried to push Kia because she's going up against Lise Janssen, who has been nominated National Goaltender of the Year as a freshman.
Yeah,
six shutouts. She had a really hot start, And then we had a tough start in our schedule, and Kia played in those games. So I totally agree with you. I'm excited for her future.
Yeah.
And like you said, we have some competition going on in the goaltending realm, which is great for all of them.
And you also got some great play out of some young players this year. You know, I mean, newcomers like Jacob and Britt. Showed that they belonged as freshmen. And very often in the past, freshmen got lost in the shuffle here. You know, your sophomores played great. We expected that. When you look at next season, what are the areas you're most looking in to improve in?
Details. I think I was just actually thinking about that as I was walking up to the office this morning. It's like, you know, what next step do you take? And I think we have to continue to build their knowledge of the game. When you look back at the BC game, like, when do you step?
Yeah.
You know, what are the moments that are going to change the game and decision-making? You know, we talk about transition and opportunities against being a position mistake. You're in the wrong place. So that's just understanding the game and continuing to manage the game and play together. So,
well, I'm really excited about next year already. We can skip summer and let's get going.
Yeah.
I looked out at my pond today and saw that it's going to get warm and rainy, and I'm thinking, no, I don't want hockey season to end.
Yeah.
I know, just on behalf of everybody who's had a chance to see the team this year and see the turnout at games now that it's a ticketed sport and how much better those things are getting, the future looks great from here, Coach, and I really want to thank you for this season.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
All right, Coach. We'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good. Yeah, it's one of those where, such a great turnout from a fan standpoint, and, just looking forward to keeping the fans.